Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. When you think Amazon, shop through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
That wasn't even the sound machine there. All right, everybody, we're here.
I'm melting.
Hi, everybody.
Hey. Well, if it's obvious, no Just James.
Really? What happened?
I think he melted.
He did. He's a big pile of chocolate man goop.
Oh, where can I scoop that up?
Oh, boy. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Right out the gate. Here we go. Glad he's here. I'm going to love this guy. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, you.
Well, listener Kay said that we need to cheer her up.
How can we do that? Because I don't know her.
I don't know, Anthony. How can we cheer up Lady K? How do we do that?
I don't know.
We can sing her happy birthday. No, that's her birthday.
Yeah, let's sing her happy birthday just for S's and giggles.
Sure.
We have to sing her the traditional Fat Guy Radio Show birthday, which we have not taught Anthony. So, Anthony, just follow along. Philippians, put all your energy behind it, okay? Yep. I mean, really, really put your back into it. Really make it count for Lady K. This is her unofficial happy birthday. One and a two and a three. I hate Arizona, and I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, I hate it.
I hate this place. I really do. I hate this place.
What made you hate it?
Okay,
I know why, but
yeah. But okay, if I can come from the you are such a little kid. You are such a kid.
Okay, professional, Anthony. Professional.
There's no professionals in radio.
Oh.
You are such a kid. So if I could come from the files of if I ain't breathing or if I ain't bitching, I ain't breathing.
Yes.
Arizona is just sucking the life out of me.
Well, it's a retirement state. People come here to die.
And the heat helps them.
Yes.
It's a retarded state, man. Let me tell you, I had, just for a moment this week, I took a few days off that thing I can't talk about anymore, and I'll get into that. I took a few days off, and I just really just sat around and just thought, thought to myself. I said, myself said, huh? Why the hell am I still in this state? There is nothing to do.
Nothing.
The people here are grumpy.
And can't drive.
Oh, and can't drive. Or they're snobby and can't drive.
Or they're old.
Or they're rude and they can't drive.
They're all the above and can't drive.
Everybody can't drive. And so I'm just thinking, I thought back on some of my travels. Actually, this is the thinking music here. I was thinking back on some of my travels. I've been to some beautiful places. San Diego and LA. They are all 10 times better than Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona is, my Uncle Vincent, shout out to you. He's been listening to the show. I didn't even know he's been listening. But my Uncle Vincent put it this way. Phoenix, Arizona, and all the surrounding areas, we are a big city with a small town mentality.
That is so true.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
We are huge city, small town mentality, which is the wrong way to do it.
Yes.
I mean, I'm at awe about that. I mean, around my area, I see llamas being walked. You see horses on the main street.
Oh yeah. I've put up on my Facebook page, and Philippians, you remember this too. I put up on my Facebook page where I was driving through my neighborhood and just moseying on along me were just two horses. Now, yes. It's very well documented on this show, rest in peace, listener Gail, that where my house is, there are middle of the road houses.
Yeah.
There are $1 million estates.
There is.
And there are ranch properties. So the horses and the cows and the goats and the ducks. E-I-E-I-O. All in one block of my house, literally. So this is, Arizona's a melting pot, but it is a big city with a small town mentality.
People are just hateful out here.
It sucks.
It's horrible.
Is it because of the heat?
Yeah, okay. The heat fried everybody's brain.
Okay, so I was thinking back on my trips to San Diego. When I go to San Diego, even the homeless people are good looking.
I don't like San Diego.
What? What? Whoa,
hold on.
I'm trying to get to it. Some of my monkey.
What noise are you?
You what?
I dislike San Diego.
Okay, you dislike San Diego. You also dislike the compressor. Why do you dislike San Diego?
Well, the area that I was living in, everybody was hoity-toity.
Okay, snooty. So you're from California. I don't think we even let that out.
Well, I'm not from California.
Not born and from California?
No, I'm from here. But I lived in California for 10 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's how I became a Hollywood photographer there, Corey. Keep up. So you don't like San Diego being in California? Please.
Well, I don't mind it being in California. I don't like San Diego.
Okay. Give me one reason. Just one. Not Philippius' cousin Juan. Just one reason as to why you don't like San Diego.
I've seen a lot of racism.
What?
Yeah, I did. It was horrible.
Well, if you're in San Diego and you're not pretty, then you should be racist against. What? Is that wrong?
No, it was horrible.
Send your complaints to Philippians.
Oh, my God. The racism.
The racism?
Crazy, yes.
Against what races?
Against you.
Oh, who? What is me? White people?
Black people.
White people? Wait. Hold on.
Mexican?
Hold on a minute. He did it again. Wait, I'm black?
Yeah. What was that thing we were talking about last week?
I am not black.
My name's Cleveland Brown.
I don't know what that means.
Of course, it's too black for you.
Wait, I'm black? That's not right.
Okay, we have white people like you that dislike
me.
People who look like you.
Yes, white. We have white people that look like you that dislike people that look like you. You get the bell on that one.
Okay.
But I'll ask you this. And Philippians, have your finger on that button. I'll ask you this. If you had a choice, Arizona, Phoenix, the surrounding areas, the Valley of the Sun, the Grand Canyon State, if you had to pick between there, here, and San Diego, with the racist people that are racist against the people that look like me, what would you pick?
I would pick San Diego.
Of course you would, because wouldn't?
Well, no. I have a different reason.
What would be the different reason? Because I almost threw it to the start of the show.
Yeah. Okay.
What would be the different reason?
You're at the Tijuana border. I can border hop and go get some tacos anytime I want.
Okay. I'll start it there.
Yeah. Okay.
And now, it's Fat Guy Radio Show.
That was quite a show you put on today, Gilmore. You were the talk of the tournament.
Wow, thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, you really crushed that ball off the tee, I'll tell you what. You know, you'd be something in one of those long drive contests. Yeah, you could probably get a very good living, traveling around, hustling at driving ranges. Thanks, Phil.
That's, you know, I know what you're doing right now, and I don't like it. So why don't you just shut your trap before I put my foot in it?
Don't turn your back on me. Let's get one thing straight. This is Shooter's turn. I've worked hard my whole life, paid my dues, and now it's Shooter's turn. And Shooter's not about to let his reign at the top be spoiled by some freak sideshow clown.
Did you just call me a freak? I was on this tour for one reason, money. But now I got a new reason, kicking your ass.
Well, I'd like to see you try. Let's do it. Hey, I'm in on a golf course.
Hey, what is going on here, huh?
Oh, I was just looking for the other half of this bottle. And, there's some of it. Right. There's some right there, too.
Why don't you just put it down?
Yeah, I know.
Just stay out of my way, or you'll pay. Listen to what I say.
How about I just go eat some hay? I can make things out of clay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you say?
From the BDB Production Studios in Glendale, Arizona, a suburb of the Valley of the Sun. It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
What is happening right now, April 23rd, 2015, live from Studio G, still celebrating 420 Day. It's Arizona's funniest internet radio show and podcast heard on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find us socially. Like and follow. Get your 2 cents in, America. Interact with the show by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long-distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24-7 or email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Your comments and letters may make it on the air. Folks, I'm going to tell you, coming up later in the show, there is going to be a reason you're going to want to know that we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Trust me. Stick around for that. That's a little front selling right there, folks. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon Prime. I actually cleared my throat while I was doing that. Check this out. I placed an order for toilet paper through Amazon Prime. Yeah, toilet paper. S tickets. I was told I wasn't completely out in my house, but the toilet paper was ordered at 2:36 p.m. on Thursday of last week. Thursday. It arrived at my house Friday night.
Wow.
Now, I'm no math whiz, but that's quicker than two-day free shipping, folks.
It is.
It was an Amazon surprise, is what I like to call it, an Amazon surprise. So get your Amazon surprise. If you don't believe me, try Prime for 30 days. I bet you'll love it. I bet you'll keep it. Do it like I did, and I love it at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Well, hell, the gang's all here.
Yes.
Joined by executive producer Philippius, and look who made it back in, Anthony. We didn't run him off last week.
No, I came back.
You sure did come back. Don't know why you're here yet, but you're back.
There's not even free food here.
No, there's never free food.
No.
Hey, we need a free food show, Lip.
Free food show?
Yeah, we need a free food show.
How do we get that?
I don't know. Hey, somebody out there send us free food. We need some free food in here.
Ship it through Amazon so it could be rotten by the time it gets here.
It won't. It'll get here the next day, so it'll just be a little cold. You just pop that sucker in the microwave.
You're really going to send us shrimp and get us all sick.
Please don't send us poop. Have you ever had shrimp with the line of dookie still in it?
Done that on accident.
You sent?
No, not sent. I mean, I've made for everybody.
You prepared shrimp?
It was my first time. I didn't know. I thought it was a thing.
You never know your first time.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, Philippius is into it, too. Oh, wrong sound effect. Damn it. Hell. All right, we'll go to this one. There we go. You don't know that you have to devein certain shrimp? Fresh shrimp? Which there's no such thing as that here in the Suckville of Arizona. There's no such thing as fresh shrimp.
You get it from the river.
We don't have.
Not even river.
Where's the river?
Oh my God.
The river.
I do too much drugs. I'm hallucinating.
he's hallucinating that Arizona has a river. Well, folks, we got a lot of stuff to get to today. Yes, if you've been paying attention to our social media, folks, we have a giveaway that we are going to be doing later on in the show. So trust me, you want to stick around for this because you never know when it's going to happen. Traffic and weather on the 8th.
It's just hot.
It's just hot. So we're going to have, we're going to do a little giveaway. And this giveaway, I'm front selling it a little bit more because, yeah, I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit, Philippius. I'm going to go ahead and pull it back a little bit. We want you engaged in the show. I know there's going to be those prize pigs that are probably just stumbling across the show, Anthony, on Ustream, you know, or those that are just going to stumble across the show on iTunes later tonight. But yeah, we got a giveaway that we're going to be giving to you for listening to the show.
How do I become part of it?
You can't. You're ineligible. Ineligible.
Uneligible?
How the hell did the man that can't talk right? Jeez, it's a Twilight Zone. You're uneligible.
Oh, wow. I was going to rig it in my favor, but I guess not.
Yeah. I'll show you where they are. You could just take one.
I don't.
One?
One.
One handful.
Just one.
One.
Just
I need two.
One.
I'm selfish.
All right. You can have two only because you came back.
I need three.
Oh, yeah.
You need three lips.
I have three wrists.
I really think you're being. Okay, we're two.
One of them is the third kind of ring.
Oh, wrong one. We are doing too much front selling. So stick around for that, folks. Stick around for that. And
good thoughts. Good thoughts.
No.
Good thoughts.
No, you're only having healthy good thoughts because of what you said hasn't happened in a few months with you. That's the only reason why you're having those.
Well, I'm sorry. I had Chick-fil-A earlier, and it makes me think horribly.
It's a ringing endorsement for Chick-fil-A. No. Chick-fil-A messes up your mind.
It makes me think really gay.
Oh, there we go. And there's nothing wrong with that here on this show, folks. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
I'm really, really brown in the Ustream camera today. But anyway.
Well, you could have been brown or blue.
I could have. And you're saying that I'm looking brown, and I know this is visual for people. You should be watching it live. That you're saying it because I'm wearing a blue shirt.
I don't understand how you look brown, but you're wearing a blue shirt, but you're really white.
Well, that's... Well, somebody's paying attention. You have to read that back to me. I don't know where that went. A lot has been happening in Arizona today.
Like what?
Alien versus Predator happened down in Goodyear, Arizona.
Today?
Yeah, yesterday, but it broke today. So we'll get to that a little bit. But last week, we weren't able to get to it, and I think it's still a popular... It still has a little bit of steam, even though it's kind of died out a little bit. But Pink.
The color Pink?
Not the color Pink.
The singer.
The singer.
There's a singer. Her name is Pink.
Talking about that, do you think God ever gets angry if you walk by a photo of pink flowers and you don't pay attention?
No.
Oh.
What the hell does that mean?
The color purple.
Oh,
you are not black.
I told you that.
You're not black. Okay, I'm sorry. I just had a realization.
You told Hobo to beat me all my life. I had to fight. I had to fight because I was black. And I'm Oprah Winfrey, for I lost all that weight and gained it back. That's all I know.
Okay, back to Pink.
back to Pink. So Pink, and this is up on After the Levels, my blog, Pink shuts down body shamers.
She does. Glad she does.
And I'll set it up for you. But the reason why this story kind of got a little close to home when it came to me is because, you know, I'm a big dude. And I have struggled with not body shaming online per se when I was a younger guy, but I've always had the struggles younger with, you know, oh, you're fat, or no, or how many girls have told you no because I'm fat.
Well, you know what?
You know, but
thick is pretty. Thick is beautiful.
Thick is beautiful.
Yeah.
You're right. Remember that later when you're. All right, so
we're not going to that show today.
What happened? I'm sorry, something's happening. But I've dealt with the body shaming and having the low self-esteem. And the one way that I've been able to somewhat overcome it without, you know, nothing compared to what Pink has dealt
getting
with.
Getting a radio show?
Getting my own radio show. I'm like, hey, what do fat guys do? Hey, you go on the radio. And that's exactly what I did. And so I started a show called Fat Guy Radio, so you can fat shame me all you want. Just make sure you tag in fatguyradioshow.com when you do. So Pink, her persona, and tell me if I'm wrong, Anthony, Pink, her persona, she's never really cared about what people think.
She never did. She dyed her hair pink. She does not care.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
Now, I have been a fan of Pink for quite some time.
And back when she was black?
Back when she was black. No, I'm not a fan of anybody black. What? Please send your complaints to Philippians. Yeah. Sure. Pink is never, and she's been around for some time. She's 30-something years old, I believe. She's in her mid-30s.
She's been around for what, 12, 13 years?
Yeah, more than a decade ago is what they're saying. So what happened is that Pink a few weeks ago was going to attend a cancer benefit in support of a friend.
The John Wayne Cancer Institute.
Foundation? I believe that's what it was. And she posed for a picture. And she tweeted it out on Twitter, and you can read the details on afterthelevels.com. And she basically tweeted out a picture of her standing in the kitchen with her daughter, Willow Hart. And she had a beautiful black dress on.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at, it's actually the red carpet with her husband.
And the red carpet with her.
She looks beautiful. She looks like a regular woman on the street.
She really does.
Yeah.
She looks like pink to me. I have always thought pink looks amazing. So if you're watching us on Ustream, we're putting the picture up of these two pictures, the one with pink in her kitchen, and the one with her at the actual event fundraiser pink that she was 35. Going to. She's 35 years old. Thank you, Philippus. She's 35 years old. That's a beautiful freaking 35-year-old woman.
I don't know a lot of women, especially in Arizona, that looks like that at that age.
No, not in Arizona. In Arizona at 35, you're ready to hang yourself and starting your own radio show. What?
Should have just hung yourself.
I know. I should have. So pink takes, so bloggers, which I just love this. Bloggers come out against pink talking about that she looked frumpy. She looked fat.
And I hate bloggers. Most of them are either fat or they're really skinny vegans that look unhealthy.
We really are.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Hey, I'm a blogger. So here's the thing, though. So these bloggers come out of nowhere calling her fat, frumpy, all this other stuff. And this is what really chaps my hide about this story. These bloggers love to hide behind their computer screens. They love to dwell in the place of anonymity.
Where they hardly ever leave, and they look horrendous a lot.
And they look horrendous themselves, but you know what? We don't see them because all we see are their words and the pictures that they share,
yes,
and the altered pictures that they they post up. I'm going to need some altered
pictures. They have one of their friends help them alter.
Their friends of the friends bring over their Canon D5 and snap off some pictures.
I just do it for us now.
Yeah, exactly. Please. I'm going to need some of those pictures for my blog. So they start fat shaming her, talking about how big she is, and her reaction was beautiful. Her reaction was amazing.
It was. It was. Do you have it?
I do have the reaction. Great. She pushed.
Because I don't remember it.
Yeah, that was Anthony's way of saying, Corey, that was a radio, folks. That was me tossing it to Anthony, and that was him swatting it back.
Hot potato.
I don't have it, Corey. I don't have it. Tell what she said. I don't have it. I'm glad he's here. Oh, not because he's just cute to look at. All right. So she says, so after all of these blogs and stuff start calling her blah, 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 she responds. Now, Pink, if she was the bad girl that she was, she could have came out and just gave them the California middle finger.
She would have cut them through some lime, some salt.
She could have pulled a Taylor Swift and wrote a song about it. You know, anything like that could have happened. But she came back on her Twitter and she said it, and she put it perfectly. She says, while I admit that dress doesn't photograph as well as it did in my kitchen, I will also admit that I felt very pretty. She continued, in fact, I feel beautiful. So my good and concerned peoples, please don't worry about me. I'm not worried about me. And I'm not worried about you either. I am perfectly fine, perfectly happy, and my healthy, voluptuous, and crazy strong body is having some much deserved time off. Thanks for your concern. Love, Cheesecake. That's honestly, and you know what I say, hats off to Pink.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Monitor that level, Lip. Hats off to Pink.
Yes, and the thing that gets me is,
yes,
she worked very hard. If anybody's seen any of her live performances, she's up there doing flips and rope in the air and singing. Like, she works so hard.
Yeah.
So the thing is, she did take a little time, and yeah, it may look like she gained some weight, but what happened was all of her muscles kind of went away.
A little bit.
Yeah, you know, she was one of these other celebrities where they're size 0 or 2 to try and fit into, you know, a $100,000 gown.
Yeah, so true.
You know, what's going to fall? Only skin. Like, they're going to, you know, they're going to look like pancakes hanging from both sides. You know?
Ew, yeah. Pancakes from both sides.
But with Pink, she just looks like a regular, healthy woman walking down the street.
She's got a child. Now, Pink, I have been told, and I've heard other people say this as well, watching a Pink concert, you're not really going and seeing somebody to sing. You're pretty much going to watch her workout. She is all over. She's flipping in the air. She's doing backflips. She's spinning plates.
Dripping sweat on anybody flying above us.
You know what I mean? Flying above you. I mean, she's having some time off.
Let the girl get fat.
Let her get fat.
Janet got fat. A lot of people got fat. When she wants to come back out with a new record, she'll beef up again.
And even if she doesn't, who cares? Those pictures are not the pictures of a fat girl. She looks phenomenal.
You know what? All those bloggers throwing shade at her.
Yeah.
I would love them to throw out their pictures.
Yeah, put out your picture.
Yeah.
Do what you do through Ping. Now, I'm one of those bloggers, and they're giving bloggers a very bad rap.
No, bloggers giving themselves a bad rap.
Well, they're giving us good bloggers a bad rap. What? Right?
Where do I go to protest to?
We do need to go to protest. We need to get us some black people. We need to print up some shirts, and we need to march on these bloggers.
Well, we got one.
That's more me than you.
Who's black?
I'm more black than you.
Haven't you noticed that we've gotten rid of all the black people on the show?
DT.
They replaced them with a white-looking person.
Where is
he? That's horrible.
Where is DT? Where is he? And I go to the camera three.
He's with kids.
He's playing with kids. No. There is no reason for what they put Pink through. But she defends herself. And then she even went back in and said that her one of her tweets was like, Willow, her daughter, said to me the other day whilst grabbing my belly, Mama, why are you so squishy? And she says, because I'm happy, baby.
Can you imagine what Corey says?
What does Corey say?
Yeah, baby, you're very squishy.
I'm pushing for the cushion.
I can't say what I really want to say.
Thank
why?
God you can't.
God.
Nope, you can't. I'm sorry. We were trying.
I want to do it. I can't even do an interpretive dance because that's even worse.
No, you can't. All right, here we go. There. Yep. Yep. All right. You get it out?
No.
Okay.
Just for bleeping air.
But that's that's how you feel about the Pink thing, is that they just attacked her.
I just think she don't even care, to be quite honest.
Why would she?
I mean, she's punk. Honestly, she don't care. I think she just threw out a statement because probably one of her management was like, hey, Pink, there's things going on.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, okay, I'll write something. I mean, I think that's just how it went.
Well, you know what? It's going to raise her stock because, of course, you know, in Hollywood, you know this as well as I do. Any publicity is good publicity.
But in Hollywood, they can't sell you per pound. That's the problem.
God, I wish they could. Man, if they could sell me per pound lip, we'd be rich.
Yeah, right.
We'd be rich, seriously. But I saw this and I wanted to get to it because I thought it was, you know, just really, really dumb.
Pink, we love you. Just gain 30 more pounds and then give people something to talk about.
Yeah. Pink, come on, Fagger Radio Show too. We love you.
Yes.
Yeah, right after Gavin DeGraw.
Well, I'll reach out to both your managers.
Yes, I'm going to need you to chase Gavin DeGraw. And then when you find
him. I'm already chasing. Don't tell him that. Please don't tell him.
Okay. We don't want to scare him away before he gets here.
I'm playing Gavin.
We love Gavin. I love Pink too. I can't remember any of her songs because she hasn't released an album in a while.
Oh, she hasn't.
No, she hasn't released an album.
Pink, we're throwing shade. Release an album.
Yeah, we need.
We're forgetting you.
We need a new album there, Pink. Oh, sorry, I knocked over my Triton tank system over there. But if I may, I know we're up on a break here shortly. If I can just transition very quickly here. I mentioned this before the show, that I can no longer talk about. I don't even know how to say it because I can no longer talk about it.
You can no longer talk about a place you go and you clock in 40 hours to receive a check that's barely any good.
Right. I'm glad. Thank you. I'm glad you said it because I can't say it. So I can no longer talk about that because a new policy, social media policy, has just come out that anyone who's tied to this organization can no longer say that they are. Even giving the inclination that you are part of the organization.
God, they say tied to the organization. That sounds like some slave.
Oh
my God, I messed up.
Oh no. My God.
Am I going to be asked to leave? No. I'm sorry. Did you mark the time to bleep me later? Okay.
All right. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Frank Drebin, police squad, coming to make sure that the new guy doesn't get dumped on the second day.
Sorry to all my fellow FCCs up there. Judging us, looking at us.
That's all right. Oh, boy.
Okay, I'm back.
It's all right. You're fine. Philippians just
I need a pen.
Philippians will just Philippians will just be here until midnight. How do you not? We used to be a 2-bit operation. Now we're half a bit. So I can't. Now you're afraid to speak.
Yes, I am.
Don't worry about it, Philippians. When Philippians punches you in your face, that's when you know you've gone too far. I can't even speak of having a place that I go anymore because any of it can tie back to it. And I risk losing that.
We can't have that.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't need you knocking on one of our doors being like, hey.
I need to come stay. Can I sleep somewhere? But it's crazy how these corporations are literally really penetrating right into your life.
They are. I just don't like it. I don't work a 9-to-5.
Lucky you.
Not really. I do need the money, but I just choose not to go through other corporate BS.
You are so worth it. And once BDB Radio Network gets to the level that we need it, none of us will have to go through this corporate BS. All right, folks, we're going to step back for just a quick moment here. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. On the backside of this, kids are blowing up their lips with cups. You'll hear about it more on the other side of this break.
I want to try.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
I want to try. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back,
well, come on and let me know. So I had, like I said, I had a few days off this week, and I was out running errands. And just, you know, in and around the city doing what I got to do. I think I had to pick up some dry cleaning and I had to do this and I had to do that. And I drove by several places of business with people, groups of people, 2 people here, maybe 4 people here, maybe 6. I saw 8 at one time.
Business sounds good.
I know. Business sounds great. All you people are outside. But there were people outside standing out on the corner smoking. And I thought to myself, how embarrassed they must feel, and what the hell are they going to do in a week when the weather really kicks in and it's too hot to stand outside? So on top of that, what type of image does that send to potential customers of what that business? So I used to be one of those guys. I used to be one of those guys that stayed outside, huddled in a corner during the cold, running under shade during the heat. Hiding in bushes, smoking your cigarette. And I was one of those people until I switched over to Halo Cigs at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. See, my number's job. Oh, crap, I just said it. The place that I go that I clock in for 40 hours and get paid, or clock in for 80 hours and get paid for 40, I go to that place. They don't allow smoking either. They honestly don't allow smoking, but they've never said anything about vaping. Now, I can vape in my office, in the crapper. Any moment I have to myself, I can vape. No standing on the corner like a smoking hooker. That's what those people look like. They were out there peddling their traditional tobacco products. I vape in the AC, and I return to work without smelling like an ashtray. Because that was one of the biggest things about sitting outside on the street. You're in the heat. Your body's absorbing all of the cigarette smoke. You go back into work, and you smell like an ashtray for the next hour or so, trying to duck and dodge anybody that can will spell you. So avoid all that by switching over to Halo Cigs by going to fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. And if you do, then you can proudly say that I am vaping, baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a long way to get to the Halo 6 spot, but I got to it. All right. Well, we all know that it's been happening. If you've been paying attention to social media, oh, my gosh. I'm going to see if I can find a sound effect that will, pretty much. Okay. And then there are your lips. There are your lips. Okay. The Kylie Jenner challenge. What? The Kylie Jenner. Okay, first off, let's think about some of the crazy messed up things that have happened on Facebook. Was there not a time where guys were dousing themselves with rubbing alcohol?
They were.
Getting into the bathtub and setting their chest on fire.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, that's just dumb.
That was very dumb. Facebook.
Facebook.
Was there not also a time where, and it was for a good cause, where people were dumping buckets of ice on their head and posting it on Facebook?
Freezing, yes, for no reason, for a corporation that kept most of that money.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
Anthony, right there, ladies and gentlemen. That guy right there. All of these, what are the weird videos that's happened on? Oh, they called it milking or something of that nature. Don't go there, Anthony. Don't do it. I heard the gears in your head.
We have to do the raw show soon.
Maybe next week.
Yes.
Milking, where you would be in a grocery store with a friend, they'd be filming it. You take a gallon of milk, you slam it on the ground, and then you fall next to some unsuspecting person.
That is stupid, and you're making somebody's day very difficult. Yes, rude.
Because who's got to clean up that milk? Again, another video on Facebook. Well, we've done it again. Kylie Jenner. Those of you that don't know who she is, I don't know what rock you're hiding under, but she's part of the Kardashian slut clan.
They're not sluts. They're
are sluts.
No, no, no. Just the first one, I think.
They have no appreciable talent. Don't know why. And finally, I think we're starting to get it because the ratings of their show is starting to dump.
Yay!
They have been on the air for over 10 years. That's ridiculous. 10 years of this dreck. So Kylie Jenner is part of that. No, she is. She is the daughter of
Bruce Jenner, right? No,
Bruce Jenner, Mrs. Jenner.
Wait, is that even his now? Kid?
I don't know.
We don't care.
I don't know. We don't care. So what she is that she has very pouty lips.
Fake.
Very pouty lips. And of course, there has been rumors that she had them augmented. But she came out and claimed that they weren't augmented. But when you look at some of the past pictures of this Kardashian clan slut whore, what? You will see that her lips have gotten very pouty very quickly.
Well, maybe instead of her boobs dropping overnight, it was her lips. It's like,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Kylie Jenner. I'm drilling on myself. So everybody that is pre-adolescent or adolescent that's dumb wants to look like Kylie Jenner because why would you want to be an individual?
I want lips like that. I don't want to be an individual.
Very good. Thank you. So what they're doing now on Facebook is they are taking a cup of some sort, putting it over their lips, and then sucking in, as don't do it, sucking in as hard as they can, and letting it, and basically creating suction on their face. Then when they pop the cup off their face, their lips are enlarged.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
There is something seriously wrong with that. This is what we got from the internet earlier. Celebrities spark beauty and style inspiration amongst their fans all the time. But the latest trend has teens dangerously trying to emulate the lips of reality TV star Kylie Jenner. The 17-year-old Keeping Up with the Kardashian sluts cast member is known for her plump lips. Now teens are trying to enhance their lips, sparking a trending Twitter topic. Hashtag Kylie Jenner Challenge. One method to get a natural pout is by putting your lips into a small glass and sucking as hard as you can. This causes the lips to briefly swell as they would with cosmetic injection, i.e. Botox. However, Anthony, the downside is that this method can cause serious pain, bruising, and scarring in and around the mouth. That's what's wrong with it.
Oh, you didn't say it'll kill you. Okay, it ain't that bad. I mean, it just bruises. It hurts a little bit.
So you're willing to take that risk on the pain and the bruising and the scarring for your mouth?
Yes.
Look at what it does to you.
It's funny.
That's
dumb.
Disgusting.
Of course it's disgusting. That's why everybody posts online.
That girl has cracks in her lips. Her face, she's surprised that she did this. And she does not look good.
The reason why it's dangerous is because people don't realize that you don't keep it on for longer than like 3-4 minutes. If you keep it on for like 15-20 minutes, you're going to cause some damage. I mean,
why would you want to even look like that if you were naturally pouty lips? You have naturally pouty lips. If you don't, so embrace what you have. There's no point.
It's safer than putting a B tier lip to get that look.
Get stuck. I just said get stuck by a bee. Cosmetologist over here, Anthony Frosto, just said, hey, you want pouty lips? Let me sting you with a bee.
You don't just put your mouth in that beehive.
Just put your, go kiss a beehive.
Please don't do that. Like, oh, I don't know if we need disclaimers.
Hashtag Kylie Jenner beehive kissing is what we're going to get next. What, people just, these girls are 17. Even dudes are doing it. Dudes are doing it. I got nice lips. I do. I understand.
You're the only white guy with thick lips.
I know. Because I did the Kylie Jenner challenge successfully. No, but why would people want to do this? Just embrace the way you look. We are so wrapped up in wanting to be like celebrities.
No, we can't. We don't live in that society anymore.
So why are people doing this then? Why do you want to do it?
Because I have very thin white people lips.
But embrace your thin white people lips.
I did. I've been living with them for several decades, okay? I'm tired. I need a change.
So that you've been living with them several decades. These people that are doing it, these 17-year-olds, haven't been living for that long. Why the hell do we? I don't understand. Number one, the infatuation with the Kardashians is so overplayed.
It's
so
gross. Yes.
Blown out of proportion. Now we're risking pain and bruising and scarring on our mouths because something that Kylie Jenner is doing? Really? What? Why? Yes.
She is the face of America.
She is. I disagree. If that's the face of America, I'm moving to France.
If that's the face of America, inject my lips now.
Oh my God. I can't believe you're willing to do this.
I worked in fashion and beauty. Come on. I mean, I'm into the little shallow nature.
I think it's dangerous. Go get Botox then.
You know what's dangerous?
What's dangerous?
Don't tell you what's not dangerous. All right, two things are dangerous.
Two things are dangerous. Just two things, Philippians. Not three, just two. Just two things are dangerous. Nothing else other than that.
Two things I want to get to
tonight. There's only two things that are dangerous in the entire world, according to Anthony Frosto.
Okay, one of them is fast food.
Fast food is dangerous, I agree.
And the other thing is not eating to stay super ugly thin.
But it's
that
okay.
is so unhealthy.
Okay,
like,
but they're saying super ugly thin because Kim Kardashian is super ugly thin.
She ain't thin.
And Kylie She's Jenner thick. Is super ugly and thin.
Is she thick? Oh, I haven't really looked at pictures of her.
Oh, God. He's Googly. His ADD is all over the place.
Okay, you know what? I'm not looking at her. We're going to focus on the lips. How old is she anyways?
Kylie? She's 17.
See, that's why I don't look, because she's not even legal. And I'm not going to look for another 10 years, because I'm not sure when she'll be legal.
I could just hear now the B2B Radio Network internet people say, Corey, the new guy was kind of Googling some subjective pictures of a 17-year-old. We might want to have a talk with him. I'm the B2B Radio Network affiliate guy. Dude, I pushed a button.
Boring.
So
yeah, we don't care. That's all we did care. I'm not sure.
We're in radio. We can Google anything.
Oh, yeah. I have one that.
Muff.
I'm not even going to go there.
Moose knuckle. I don't know. Come on. You're going to be okay. So you come from the fashion industry and so forth. So give me a good explanation on why this is okay for hashtag Kylie Jenner challenge. Is there any reason why this would be okay and acceptable?
Do you know how much Coke? I'm allowed to talk about that, right?
You can talk about
Coke. Okay, no cussing.
Coke.
Okay.
Coke.
There's a lot of drugs and a lot of those sort of things that people do to keep yourself thin in beauty. people are finger down the throat, vomiting. Yeah, I wasn't going there. So this is, you know, this is just one thing. Hey, it hurts. I mean, these kids are only doing it one time and one time. I'm pretty sure they're not doing it every single day.
Not after your lips crack off and you've got pain and bruising and scarring. But what is the infatuation so much behind everybody or a group of our young people wanting to change their looks? Why can't they just learn or understand that we all come in different shapes and sizes and just be beautiful? Be embrace what you have.
Corey.
Yes?
Come out of the, I don't know, 1970s, 1960s. We are in a new time. In 10 years from now, I'm going to be able just to slap my face in some box in the wall and here you go. I look different. I mean...
That's scary to me.
Like in such a different time. I mean, we're going to be digital soon.
You're going to be looking
we're going to be digital.
You're going to be looking at digital images of me.
Yes.
I'm glad Cox is going gigabyte, because if I'm going digital, they're going to need as many gigs as they can possibly get.
It's just
going
to be one big round pixel. One big round brown pixel.
With the dash of white.
I think we just got the title of the show. One big round brown pixel. But why is that the new thing, though?
I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, it's like in the 90s, people were like, actually, I was too young to remember.
You were too stoned to remember. What are you talking about? Embrace who you are. Embrace your beauty and what you have. Maybe it is a 70s thing. But I would be upset if I caught my daughter, Sydney, doing this and posting it on Facebook.
No, you'll be upset she ran away with the black guy. Let's be real.
That too. But some of them black guys got some benefits. No, we have to. The Kylie Jenner, number one, I think it's because it's behind a celebrity, a 17-year-old celebrity. Is going to grow up and she has absolutely nothing. Now, if people were going out and it was hashtag Michelle Obama challenge, okay, everybody starts.
Nobody wants to go eat right challenge.
Or, you know, or that time that she got a lot of ridicule because she pulled her hair back in a bun and she did a direct on face of some promotion that she was doing and everybody was wondering if she had shaved her head.
People are dumb.
People are stupid. Dude, what do you mean? People, you barely figured that out? People are sucking their lips off in cups. It's, of course, it's dumb. So people were like all upset about Michelle Obama. Oh my God, has she shed all of her hair?
Oh my God. Like, did she just burn all her hair off?
Oh my God, did Barack Obama just snatch her bald? Is that what he did? Get back here, woman. You like my snatching sound effects?
Velcro?
Thank you. Philippians just said Michelle Obama's hair is Velcroed on.
Somebody left that. What is it? The hot comb on, up in too long? Yeah,
the hot comb and just singed all your hair off. Hashtag Michelle Obama. Fine. Because she's a picture of something. She's somebody.
Yeah.
She's somebody. Kylie Jenner ain't nobody.
She has somebody.
Who?
She's that body.
Oh, God.
With them big lips.
She's horrible, man. It's ridiculous. I'm tired of it. I'm out of it. I'm over it. Stop doing stupid stuff just because a celebrity does it. Okay, so
you know I'm waiting for whenever I do the Kim Kardashian butt challenge, and then they put their butt in a bucket. And they suction cup.
How would you do that? You'd have to fart in reverse.
Wow.
You'd have to fart. Can you fart in reverse? Is that possible?
I don't think so.
Please try and report back to us next week.
Yeah, I'll probably be in the hospital. Probably blow my guts out.
Everybody, we have an outie.
Yeah, we have an outie. We're going to the hospital to see if Philippians was able to fart in reverse. That's what we have to do the Kim hashtag Kim Kardashian challenge. Go to Home Depot, get one of those orange Home Depot buckets, put your flat ass in it, and fart in reverse.
It's easy. You just inhale with your butt.
Oh, no one can inhale with. What is wrong with you?
Uh-oh. We're getting a break. Oh, God.
that. He's just
ADD. I'm not sure if you're supposed to yell that out.
No. Oh. What happened, folks, is that
I'm new to radio.
Anthony, the new guy, just saw the break sign.
Break, 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 squirrel.
Well, I guess we better go to break, or Anthony's gonna pass the hell out here. All right, well, when we get back, I had a police encounter and I survived. I didn't get shot.
Damn.
Oh, man. You're one of the ones that survived, huh?
He's sexy, some of a bucky. Oh, my God. And also, our giveaway, we will get to the details next right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm trying to set up the commercial. .com. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show, everybody.
Hi there, this is Corey, and I'm here to let you know we need your help. We want to know more about you. So I'm asking you to complete our 2015 Network Listener Survey. This survey helps our parent company, BDB Radio Network, know what you are looking for. And it helps us find sponsors that will appeal to the gracious people like you listening to this show. So take a few minutes to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/survey to let your voice be heard. We roll out this survey every few years so we can engage how we are doing and how we can entertain you better. All responses are strictly confidential, and BDB Radio Network promises to never sell your information. Take the survey today at fatguyradioshow.com/survey. That's fatguyradioshow.com/survey. We appreciate your help as we work to grow this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/survey today.
Hold that up to the camera.
Okay. My evil twin sister, who's a couple minutes older, and she looks 30 years older than me. Just sent me this.
All right, get it. Get it in focus there. All right.
Going black.
All right, save that. We got to share that on the Facebook page for everybody. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. I'm joined by our executive producer, Philippius, and Anthony Frosto, our new buddy and friend. This portion of the show is brought to you by Audible.com. You can read a book. It's spring outside. For those of you in the rest of the country that has good weather, Arizona, not so much, you can read a book by doing everything in your life. Your earbuds are in your ears already. Load it up with Audible. And Audible through audibletrial.com/FGRS. Download your free audiobook today, folks. That will give you a 30-day free trial and a free book out of 150,000 books. If you try this, I guarantee you, you will find a book that you will like for 100 out of 150,000 plus choices. There's a book for everyone. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. RS or click the audible.com banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Again, audible.com, proud to part with Fat Guy Radio Show. Get your 30-day trial now, along with your free audiobook. You heard about what Ryan has experienced. I enjoy my audiobook. I'm not very good at reading books, so I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to listen to them, and I'm good at listening to them. It's just like listening to like a movie almost. And the voice actors are phenomenal on audible.com.
Especially when you get Morgan Freeman
on it. Oh, man, you get a Morgan Freeman read book. Now, those are premium books, but trust me, it's worth the $2-3. It's worth the $2-3 to get to a Morgan Freeman book. So,
Morgan?
Morgan. Okay, so dealer's choice here, boys. Dealer's choice. Do we want to talk about the giveaway now?
No.
Or do you want to hear about my encounter with Phoenix's Finest?
Let's not give things away, because once you get something out and people are like, oh, yeah, I got it, and then they walk away.
Well, that's what we want people to do.
We don't want them to walk away yet.
Okay, not yet on the show. So you want to tease it and save it till after the story or dealer's challenge? dealer's choice. Which would you like to do? I'll let you drive this little segment here.
Room.
Is it too early to start hitting on him yet? Is that against the rules?
No.
I came suited up with BDBD lawyers, okay?
Came suited up. Well,
with your own lawyers.
with my own lawyers. That's what you did. So what dealer's choice? Police?
Okay, we're not going to give away. No, we're not going
to
give anything
we
away.
We have
right
to
now.
Give something away. These amazing people that listen to us and watch us every week, we just want to give something back. We just want to give them something.
No, because apparently, no, we're going to make them wait. You said I get the choice.
All right.
Okay.
So you want to hear the police encounter
them. Apparently,
then.
I made people angry last week.
Yeah, you did.
So, because they made me angry.
I'm so angry. That's not how it works.
Oh, it's
you
not?
Made me angry, so I'm making you angry. Your mama.
I'm looking forward to hate mail. I really am.
Please, no, you're not.
I'm so cute. Everybody's going to be like, I hate you.
they're going to hate you because they don't hate anybody.
Oh,
there's always three. I mean, there's always all of us always fit into a different category. I'm the beloved. They honestly love Philippians. Yeah. Philippians is the ultimate show favorite.
Look at that face. You just want to like smack it or kiss it or both.
Yeah, smack and kiss. He might be in that freak stuff. We don't know. But everyone loves Philippians. I'm just the guy.
You're fat guy.
I'm the fat
You're
guy.
You're the fat guy.
The fat guy. And then Dite is, when he was here, was the lovable character, the gullible type, jock type character.
I don't want to hear about your exes. Are you jealous? Okay, we're supposed to move on. I'm Latino, okay? We get really jealous.
Yeah, he's stabbing me under the console right now with a pencil. Well, at least I hope that
no,
is.
No, I kicked him with my pointy botas.
What the hell is a botas?
My snakeskin boots.
Oh, it's boots. We're multicultural here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Oh, God.
Give me some tacos. Why are they?
Just the two Mexican boys just having a field day.
Avocados from Mexico.
Oh, yeah. We got to get to it now. Lip, you brought it up. We got to hit it because you brought it up. So since we got two of the Mexican boys in here, I guess I'll
You
got
to repeat what he just said, though.
Yeah, give me a second because I'm slow on the draw here because we haven't played it in a while. Is it still in here, Lip? It's gone.
Aww.
It's gone. Who removed the avocados from Mexico thing?
So have I been promoted? Can I fire you yet?
No, you can't. You're trying to, you're glomming for Philippians' job? You don't want his
no,
job.
No, I don't want his. I want yours.
You want my job?
I just.
You can have this bitch. I don't care. I'm out here. Peace. Deuces. Beep. Lady K just passed the hell out. She just oh, God. No, Corey, leave the show. Jesus, baby, Lord, Jesus. No, oh, God, help me, Lord.
No, we'll just pray to a box of pizza you won't leave.
Pray to a box of pizza. Speaking of that, just a real
with
throw.
Pepperonis.
With
bacon wrap.
Get back to my people. Go Mexican.
I'm trying to find it, and I can't find it, and I don't know where the avocados from Mexico bit went.
You fired it.
Oh.
Lip, did we delete it?
I don't know. I don't mess with that thing.
Well, who does? Somebody needs to. The I thought.
Intern.
The intern, former intern, I don't know where the avocados from Mexico. The bit is so old now. Is it even worth getting to it?
Nope. It's gone.
Aww.
You want to hear the avocados from? He wants to hear the avocados from Mexico, and he's a new guy, so I got to impress him somehow.
You're not. I'm unimpressible.
You're unimpressible. I don't have it. I don't have it. All right.
You want to hear my people?
No, I don't want to
hear
your
people.
Oh God, no, I don't want to hear your people.
Can I, Philippians? Can we hear?
No cuss words.
Did I have?
No, I don't know. No cuss words. He's a good guy.
They're gonna cuss.
This is Aldaza. Aldaza. Aldaza.
I have to find it now. I have to find it. He can't do that, and I can't play it. This is where detail is needed.
What you did with that?
They have these fancy boards, these big computers, and all you got is my phone.
Doing amazing. He was able to get to it before. Okay, I found this. Yeah.
I still have a few. Oh,
it's the most wonderful time of the year, everybody. That's not it.
It's the most.
No, that's not it. Okay, I can't do it. Oh, we found this though. Yeah, we can't say this, you know, and I know he's not here, but I'm sure wherever he is looking fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yeah.
Oh, we forgot about this too.
We interrupt this program as a sexually obscene incident has occurred. Please stand by.
Clean up, aisle five.
All right, I can't find it. I don't know what happened to the album. Oh, there it is on the front freaking screen, Lip.
Avocados from Mexico.
That was worth it 10 freaking minutes to get to...
Avocados from Mexico.
Aren't you glad you tuned in, folks?
Yeah, they're the best, too.
Avocados from Mexico.
We need flying avocados in here.
Oh, God.
Can we make it happen?
Oh,
I need somebody to engineer flying avocados.
I am starting to feel the racial divide tilting off in not in my favor.
Avocados from Mexico.
Lip, I need that colored so I can see it. Because it's not colored.
Color it.
I don't know how to color it. You got to come over here and show me how to color.
Make it brown.
Avocados from Mexico.
Well, I had a little run-in with the police the other day, folks.
Oh, God, of course.
Yeah. I was in the right. I'm telling you right now, I was in the right. I may have overreacted, but I was still in the right.
You know who everybody says that they're in the right? Every black guy that got shot said they were in the right.
No, yeah. this one's a little closer to home because there's only one thing that makes me blow my cool. And that is when people are being dumb here in the state. People are being dumb around kids. So I was driving up the road, and there was school was just let out. So in Phoenix, like around the country, we have school zones, 15 miles per hour. Let me go around the table real quick, Lip. I know we're up on a break. I'll make this quick. What is the first thing on the top of a school zone 15 mile an hour sign?
I don't know. I just slow down. I don't pay attention.
Lip, do you know what's at the top?
The top, it says fines double.
No. You know what it says at the top?
No, because I look at my meter and make sure it goes all the way down.
To 15.
Yeah.
It says no passing. The top of a school sign says no passing 15 miles per hour, meaning that you are not supposed to pass the car in front of you. So if the car in front of you that's edged up further than you goes 5, guess what? You go 5 as well. This is where the problem came in. This douche of a woman flew through a school sign. And after I got through it, I just instantly got pissed. I don't care how pissed off or how late you are. You don't fly through a school zone. Not only did she fly through a school zone, there was a bus that was letting kids off a few blocks up.
Sounds like a bad movie going on.
It kind of does. A few blocks up, and she edged her way through that. She didn't even stop at the stop sign that came swinging out. Now I'm really getting irritated because what she's doing is she's taking herself and putting it over the life of a child. Now I understand our youth are dumb and they're doing the Kylie Jenner challenge, but they're still dumb, innocent kids.
Well, I mean, I actually don't like that. I mean, I have hundreds of little cousins, you know? What if somebody gets hit?
It could have been one of your cousins. It could have been one of my kids out there getting off the school bus, minding their own business, text messaging, walking with their earbuds in, listening to Fat Guy Radio Show, and here come this bitch. So then another school bus was up, facing the opposite direction. Sign came out. There was no medium. We all had to stop. She stopped. I look over. She's right next to me. I look over to her, and she's just like, and she's just all flailing around, and you see her car jerking up and itching like she's just waiting to go.
I hate her already.
And I don't know why, but I guess I had a road rage incident. I rolled my window down, and I says, there are kids getting off buses. Turn down another street. And then she starts yelling back at me. And then I didn't even realize that behind us, coming up, edging between the cars, was a cop on a motorcycle. He saw her run through the school zone and run through one of the bus stop signs that were coming out. So he signals her to pull over, gets up behind her. He's on a motorcycle, so he's able to weave through the traffic, gets up behind her, boop, boop, boop. He saw me with my window down, and he gives me one of these fingers, and he tells me to pull it over, too. I'm like, oh, crap. I'm about to get shot. So I did. Yeah. So he pulls down in front of the bus. He stops the bus. She pulls off to the street. I pull off behind her in the street, and he goes up, and he talks to her for a moment, and then he comes back, and he talks to me. By that time, another cop is pulled up. So now the other cop comes over and he's talking to me, and the police officer was like, do you know this woman? Why are you guys having some road? He thought it was a road rage incident. And I told the cop straight up, I said, the reason why is because that bitch blew through a school zone and rushed through a stop sign on the school bus. And he's like, well, sir, I understand that you're trying to protect the kids, but you really need to, you know, allow us to do our job. I'm like, well, you guys aren't always here. And I just lost my cool a little bit on that woman. And then she jumps out of her car and she's screaming at me, you aren't the police yet. I'm like, oh my God, you're threatening the lives of innocent children, you dumb fat bitch. I'm really thinking I'm going to get shot now. I'm really going to get shot. So the cops are like, you got to do, just calm down. Go on your way. We'll take care of her. And she was still talking mess. And I was like, I hope you get whatever ticket they about to write you. And I hope it's a big fat one. So then before I got in the car, the other cop comes over and says, would you like to press charges?
You should have.
Against her.
Yeah. Why didn't you? Did you?
I did.
Yay!
I sure as hell did. And I gave the cop my information, and I says, you're damn right. He said, you will get a summons in the mail or something of that nature that you will be able to personally charge her as to witnessing the fact that she ran a school zone and a bus stop. There were hundreds of kids out on that street, and that rushing, look, I understand rushing. I am always rushing against the clock, but you don't ever put yourself, don't ever put kids in the line of danger with a 1,700-pound motor vehicle.
And a bigger woman to go at it.
And a big fat woman at it. She was probably just rushing to get to the McDonald's anyway because she thought they were still serving breakfast at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. All right, well, we didn't get to the giveaway, so I guess we'll do it in the next segment.
Well, you can't do it now?
Oh! All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this on Fat Guy. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. In the store the other day, a lady was telling me about her cousin's lives in Vegas and how wonderful the weather is right there, right now. And I always at this time of year, it's a perfect time to be in Vegas. She said no better time to experience Vegas right now. The slow season is what she hinted towards. Vegas right now is a slow season. Slow means prices are lower than expected because the hotels want your business, folks. Yes, I'm talking about Vegas.com through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. You want to see what her cousin was talking about and how beautiful it is right now? Our partnership with Vegas.com promises the best hotel rates, show tickets, tours, and more. And if you book your hotel and the price drops lower after you book, Vegas.com through our website will let you rebook at the lower rate and refund the difference. Get to Vegas before the prices go back up at peak season and get there through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. I'm Vegasin', baby. You know what I'm saying?
I love Vegas. I want to go.
Yes. You go book it through Vegas.
We got to go.
FatGuyRadioShow.com.
We got to go.
I'm down. We'll leave Flippies. I'm ready. Let's go. Right now? Let's go. All right. Well, it is time. We have a giveaway, folks. And now let me tell you, let me pull the curtain back just a little bit here. Normally, giveaways on internet radio don't work.
No.
Because people are still listening to shows that we did in October of 2013. People go back and they Google certain things and those topics are, you know, tagged into that show and they go and they listen to that show. So they could very well hear something that we are no longer offering and it comes across. So normally giveaways on internet radio don't go very well.
That time I applied to win a car and it will expire 10 years ago.
Yeah, that time it does not happen. The giveaway that we're going to do is just a little token of our way of saying thank you for listening, watching, downloading, subscribing. If you've utilized our sponsors, we thank you for that. And look, I know that everyone that listens to the show does not shop through Amazon, does not have audiobooks, does not book through Vegas, and does not smoke in Halo 6. I understand that. That's statistically sound that a lot of people that listen to internet radio don't necessarily take on a continuous basis, the sponsors of the show. That's fine. We still want to say thank you.
Thank you.
So what I did is, to sound very self-serving, is I went to BDB Radio Network and I said, look, we're coming up on our 5th year. 5 years of me talking into these microphones. And it has been an evolution over the last 5 years. And we are going through another evolution. And it's evident with just Anthony, who's sitting right here to my left. He's part of the evolution.
I am. I'm your third arm.
You are my third arm. He's part of the evolution. So we have a very small token that we want to send out to 25 people. Whether you're a passionate listener, whether you're just running across this show in iTunes or stumbled across it on Ustream, or you're watching it on my blog, wherever it is, you do one simple thing. You've already done the biggest thing by listening to the show. The only other thing you have to do is send us a tweet, an email, or a Facebook message on our wall that you listen to the show. That's all you have to do. And what we have done for you, all of us have them on. We have, at no charge, we have printed up Fat Guy Radio Show arm bracelets. Or what would these be called?
I think they're called wristbands.
Wristbands. So we all have these Fat Guy Radio Show wristbands. And we are giving these out. We have a very limited number, but we are going to give these out to the first 25 people listening right now or later on down the line that will email us, tweet us, or Facebook us, hey, I'm listening. That's all you have to do. And give us an address, or we'll reach back out to you through Facebook.
But don't leave an address on the site.
No, don't put an address in Twitter and Facebook. Please don't. We'll reach back out to you and send us an address, and we will drop one of these in the mail to you just for listening. There's nothing else you have to do. You don't have to guess a lucky number. You don't have to be caller number 4. You don't have to go and register anything. We just want to send you one of these brand new Fat Guy Radio Show wristbands just to say thank you. That's it. 5 years in the making, I just want to say thank you. Wear them. I have one on. Anthony, you have one on too?
Oh, yeah, I have it on. No, I still have it on.
Anthony's wearing his, and Philippius, you have yours there. Philippius's goes all the way down his arm because he's so little, and it stops at his massive muscle. Look at that. We all have them, and if you see us in and around, we stole an extra few. We probably had 30 to give away.
I have this one dangling in front of me, so we have a lot.
We have a few, but we're going to give 25 of them out. BDB Radio Network is allowing us to pay for postage to mail out 25 of these.
Ooh.
So Facebook, Twitter, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show, or Twitter.com/Fat Guy Radio Show. Or you can email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Or if you listen to the show and you're on my Facebook page, send me a private message, whatever. I just want to get these out to you. Number one, just to say thank you. And number two,
because they look cool.
They're cool. They're blue and they're yellow, and you can definitely notice that they have them. I was wearing mine all day today, and I had at least 10 people ask me what that was because it's blue and yellow, which are the colors of the show. So it's just our way of saying thank you. That's all it is. We don't want anything else from you. We just want to say thank you. And if you got 2 people that listen in your household, let us know. Maybe we can drop an extra one in there.
We're already sending something out. I think it'll be easy.
I think so. Why not? So Fat Guy Radio Show, brand new wristbands are our giveaway just to say thank you. Right, Lip? Is that a good idea?
Yes.
I think it's an amazing idea. Just for us to say thank you. No, nothing else. You don't have to do nothing more, nothing less. You just get to say thank you.
So you want
to thank you for thanking them, for thanking me, for thanking all of us, for thanking them, for listening to us.
Yeah, and I didn't get to the... And I didn't get to the damn Brittany Griner story.
Oh, can we get to it in 10 seconds?
Alien versus Predator, Brittany Griner. She's a WNBA player. She beat the hell out of her fiance, Glory Johnson. They're both WNBA players. Yes, they are humongous NBA playing lesbians.
I love it. Lesbians love to fight. I'm so unhappy I missed it. But if I want to see a lesbian fight, go down to the lesbian club right down the street. And guaranteed there's a fight every single night.
It's Alien versus Predator right there in Goodyear, Arizona, where I saw Brittany Griner come out of her house. She grabbed Gloria Johnson by the hair, pulled her down to the concrete, and smashed her face in the rock. But then Glory gets back up and she grabs Brittany Griner by her balls and dangle, and she says, "You gonna marry me in a week? I'm gonna rip this dangling balls right off of you." And she tugged at her man berries as hard as she could. Brittany Griner screams out,
"No," she screams out, "let me unbuckle it first."
That was so fun. So Brittany Griner, and they're getting married. They're supposed to get married in 2 weeks.
Oh, they'll be back to have some.
But now, one thing that I know about any lesbian fights that I've seen, they make up very quickly.
They do.
They make up very quickly. So everything is going to be fine, folks. Don't worry about Brittany Griner. Don't worry about Alien versus Predator, because there will be Alien versus Predator 2. Don't worry
about
it.
And thank God for another gay wedding. Thank you.
Let's get out of here.
Thank you.
Let me unbuckle it first. All right, folks. Today's show is brought to you. I'm trying to find the slide. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon Prime and FatGuyRadioShow.com. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. And folks, for corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email snail mail, BDB Radio Network, care of Fat Guy Radio Show, Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080, or email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com, or get on the air by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. Folks, don't forget, all you got to do is just send us an email, a tweet, or a Facebook message letting us know that you listen, and in the mail, we will drop you one of our brand new Fat Guy Radio Show bracelets. You can wear them around, let everybody know you're a fan of the show, and we will get these to you as soon as possible. For Philippius, our executive producer, and Anthony Frustanano, I'm Corey Blaze saying, skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen next week for an all-new Fat Guy Radio Show. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over? Not so. Gotta remind you about FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsors. Get over there now, FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor, and tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.
One, everyone, advise it.